Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Abram Goldar, and today Masechus Ksubas Daf Samach Zayin, the sixth parak Metzias Isha. The Zichu Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hakazachas Torah. So the 3 points we're going to focus on: number 1, it was taught in a brisa Yasim Yosoma Shabbal Iksparnes. If an orphan boy, an orphan girl come before the Gabbai's Dachar to be supported, we first provide for the orphan girl Mifnesha Ish Darchu Lachzur Al Psachim, because it's the way for a man to go around begging from door to door, but not the way for a woman. If an orphan boy and orphan girl come individually for tzedakah to get married, we first marry off the girl. For the shame of a woman is greater than the shame of a man. It was taught in another brisa that when an orphan boy comes for tzedakah in order to get married, we rent a house for him and give him a bed with the furnishings he needs, and afterwards we marry off a wife to him. For it says in the pasuk regarding helping the poor, open your hands and provide for the poor, the extent of his needs, whatever is lacking for him. The extent of his needs refers to a house. Whatever is lacking refers to a bed and a table. Lo zo isha. For him refers to a wife. For it says in the pasuk, Esa lo ezer kenegdo. I will make for him a helpmate opposite him. Point number 2 is taught in the brisa. The pasuk states regarding helping the poor. De machsoro. The extent of his needs. Atamotzubolav lirfanasovi atamotzubolav lashro. This teaches that you're commanded to support him with his basic needs, but you're not commanded to make him rich. Asha yechser lo. Whatever is lacking to him. Even if he's lacking a horse to ride upon and an eved to run before him, you must provide for him. They said about Hillel HaZaken that he once provided for an ani from a wealthy family a horse to ride upon and an eved to run before him. One time Hillel could not find an eved to run before him, so Hillel himself ran before him for 3 million. And pointing with you, the Gemara relates that Mar Ukva secretly supported an ani in his neighborhood by putting 4 zuzim in the lower socket of his door when the ani wasn't there. One day, the ani decided he wanted to find out who was providing for him, and on that same day, Mar Ukva went with his wife to deposit the money. As they were placing the money, the ani opened the door, and they ran away to conceal their identities. They ended up jumping into a hot oven whose coals had been removed. Mar Ukva's feet were getting burned. When his wife told him to place his feet on hers, which were not being affected, he became dejected. To put his mind at ease, she said to him that the schus of her tzedakah protected her more than his, because she's generally home when they come knocking, and that the benefit of her tzedakah is immediate in that she provides him with prepared food instead of money, which requires him first to go and buy something. When the Gemara asked why Mar Zutra and his wife went to such extreme measures, Mar Zutra Bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, and some say it was others, it's better that a person should give himself over to a fiery furnace than to embarrass someone in public. This is one from Tamar, who was willing to be executed instead of embarrassing Yehuda by revealing he made her pregnant. So once again, the 3 points are: number 1, it was taught in a brisa, Yasim Yosoma Shaboli Sparnes. If an orphan boy and orphan girl come before the Gabbai Tzedakah to be supported, we first provide for the orphan girl, because it's the way for a man to go around begging from door to door, but not the way for a woman. If an orphan boy and orphan girl come individually for tzedakah to get married, we first marry off the girl. For the shame of a woman is greater than the shame of a man. It was taught in another brisa that when an orphan boy comes for tzedakah in order to get married, we rent a house for him and give him a bed with the furnishings he needs, and afterwards we marry off a wife to him. For it says in the pasuk regarding helping the poor, open your hands and provide for the poor, de machsoro asher yechsor lo, the extent of his needs, whatever is lacking for him. The extent of his needs refers to a house. Whatever is lacking refers to a bed and a table. Lo zo isha. For him refers to a wife. For it says in the pasuk, Esa lo ezer kenegdo. I will make for him a helpmate opposite him. Point number 2 is taught in the brisa. The pasuk states regarding helping the poor. De machsoro. The extent of his needs. Atamotzubolav lirfanasovi atamotzubolav lashro. This teaches that you're commanded to support him with his basic needs, but you're not commanded to make him rich. Asha yechser lo. Whatever is lacking to him. Even if he's lacking a horse to ride upon and an eved to run before him, you must provide for him. They said about Hillel HaZaken that he once provided for an ani from a wealthy family a horse to ride upon and an eved to run before him. One time Hillel could not find an eved to run before him, so Hillel himself ran before him for 3 million. And pointing with you, the Gemara relates that Mar Ukva secretly supported an ani in his neighborhood by putting 4 zuzim in the lower socket of his door when the ani wasn't there. One day, the ani decided he wanted to find out who was providing for him, and on that same day, Mar Ukva went with his wife to deposit the money. As they were placing the money, the ani opened the door, and they ran away to conceal their identities. They ended up jumping into a hot oven whose coals had been removed. Mar Ukva's feet were getting burned. When his wife told him to place his feet on hers, which are not being affected, he became dejected. To put his mind at ease, she said to him that the schus of her tzedakah protected her more than his, because she's generally home when they come knocking, and that the benefit of her tzedakah is immediate in that she provides him with prepared food instead of money, which requires him first to go and buy something. When the Gemara asked why Mar Zutra and his wife went to such extreme measures, Mar Zutra Bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, and some say it was others, it's better that a person should give himself over to a fiery furnace than to embarrass someone in public. This is one from Tamar, who was willing to be executed instead of embarrassing Yehuda by revealing he made her pregnant. Alright, so now we go to our Simur Daf Samach Zayin, and this Simur was suggested to us by Richard Berry from Passaic, New Jersey, and by Shalom Fried from Woodmere, New York. They both suggested Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys. Featured horse rides for the poor with people dressed as slaves running before them. And an inspirational show about a generous couple who chose to jump into an oven instead of embarrassing someone in public. Once again, it's a motion. The orphanage barbecue, that must be Murdaf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, if an orphan boy and orphan girl come before the Gabbai Tzedakah to be supported, we first provide for the orphan girl, because it's the way for a man to go around begging from door to door, but not the way for a woman. And if an orphan boy and orphan girl come individually for Tzedakah to get married, we first marry off the girl, for the bush of a woman is greater than the bush of a man. We also learn about what we provide for a Yasum to help him get married. So the orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys. Featured horse rides for the poor with people dressed as slaves running before them, which reminds us, we learn from the Pasuk Asher Yechzer Lo, whatever is lacking to him, that even if an ani from a wealthy family is lacking a horse to ride upon and an evid to run before him, you must provide for him. They said about Hillel HaZaken that one time he couldn't find an evid to run before the ani, so he himself ran before him for 3 milin. So the orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys, featured horse rides for the poor with people dressed as slaves running before them, and an inspirational show about a generous couple who chose to jump into an oven instead of embarrassing someone in public. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates the Maisa of Mar Ukva and his wife who ran away from an ani they were secretly supporting, and how they jumped into a hot furnace to conceal their identities in order to save him from embarrassment. So once again, the orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys. Featured horse rides for the poor with people dressed as slaves running before them. And an inspirational show about a generous couple who chose to jump into an oven instead of embarrassing someone in public. Alright, so now it's time for 4 Blot Back Chazara. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simur Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, felt bad for her neighbor's wife who scooted right past her on a Segway. Segway? That must mean we're on Daf Samach Gimel. The wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the story of Akiva and the daughter of Kavu ben Savua, which ultimately results in Akiva telling his 24,000 Talmidim when he returned home after 24 years, Shali v'shalachem, shalahi, all the Torah that's mine and that is yours belongs to her. So the wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, felt bad for her neighbor's wife, who scooted right past her on a Segway, rebelling against doing any work, which reminds us, everybody agrees that a wife is considered a meredith when she rebels from engaging in marital relations. They disagree if she's considered a meredith if she doesn't want to do malacha. Rav Huna holds she's not considered a meredith since a woman has the right to refuse getting support from her husband and not work for the husband. Whereas Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina holds that a woman who rebels from doing work is also a meredith. So the wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, felt bad for her neighbor's wife, who scooted right past her on a Segway, rebelling against doing any work from the man she wanted to keep as a husband but wanted to make suffer. Which reminds the Gemara asks, Hiki Dami Moretus, what is the case of a woman who rebels? Which Rashi explains is the woman who's pressured to return to her husband by waiting with the divorce and reducing her ksuba each week. Amemar said it's when she says, I want him as a husband, but I wish to make him suffer. This is because he insulted her or wronged her in some way. But if she says he's repulsive to me, which Rashi explains means that she doesn't want him nor her ksuba, we do not force her. Mar Zutra says that even she says that he's repulsive to her, kaifinule, we force her. Dav Samach Dalad. So the Simur Dav Samach Dalad is a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be more in Dav Samach Dalad. The secret agent on his way to deliver a Nigeris merit, written to a Yavama, which reminds us, originally when the mitzvah Yibum took precedence over Chalitza because they had the proper Kavana, a Shomer's Yavam could receive a Nigeris merit for rebelling, but now that the mitzvah Chalitza takes precedence before the mitzvah Yibum, a Yavama nowadays who rebels against her Yavam is not denying him a mitzvah, so she does not receive a Nigeris merit. So, the secret agent on his way to deliver a Nigeris merit, written to a Yavama, discovered a chart that details a rebellious husband compensates less, and not for Shabbos, which reminds us a rebellious husband does not compensate his wife for Shabbos, since it looks like Schar Shabbos, and he pays half that a rebellious wife does, because his suffering is greater when deprived, or because his frustration is visible to others. So, the secret agent on his way to deliver a Nigeris merit, written to a Yavama, discovered a chart that details a rebellious husband compensates less, and not for Shabbos, and overheard the husband tell his friend he's not living with his wife and wants him to provide 2 kabin of wheat per week for her. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a mashras ishto yidei shlish, one who provides for his wife through a third party, may not give her less than 2 kabin of wheat per week, or less than 4 kabin of barley. Daf Samachay, so the similar Daf Samachay relates to seh, sheep, and we use a shepherd. So here goes. The drunk shepherdess, shepherdess, that must mean we're in Daf Samachay, seh, sheep. The drunk shepherdess who drank 4 cups of wine, which reminds us, we learned from a drush from Chana that a husband does not give his wife a stipend for wines, and a brice was brought to Tot. That 1 cup of wine is good for a woman, too, is a disgrace. After 3 cups, she verbally requests marital relations from her husband. If she drinks 4 cups, she solicits even a donkey in the marketplace and is in particular. Rav said that they taught this brice only with regard to a woman whose husband is not with her. So the drunk shepherdess who drank 4 cups of wine put on 2 mountain shoes that didn't match from the pairs she received with the regalim, which reminds us wives who live in mountainous areas are given 3 pairs of shoes each year, and they should be given to them on the regalim, so they should have simcha with them. So the drunk shepherdess who drank 4 cups of wine put on 2 mountain shoes that didn't match from the pairs she received with the regalim, and called her shepherd husband to tell him she plans to eat with him Friday night, which reminds us the Mishnah state that he gives her each week a silver ma for her needs, and she eats with him Friday night. The Gemara asks what the meaning is of she eats with him, and Rav Nachman says, Ochelas mamish, it literally means eating, whereas Rav Ashi says, tashmish, it refers to marital relations. Daf Samach Vav, so the similar Daf Samach Vav is a tailor in sewing. So here goes. The tailor, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Vav, sewing. The tailor fitting a new suit on a man who paid for it with the 2 parts bojas and pagam he received from his wife's injury, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda ben Maaseiras said regarding the bojas and pagam payments for a wife who is injured by another, Bizman Shabbaseisim, when the injury is concealed, 2 parts of the payment are hers and 1 part of the payment goes to her husband. When the injury is exposed, 2 parts are his and 1 is hers. Rashi explains that a defect in the wife's appearance causes him embarrassment and also makes her repulsive in his eyes. Ravina asks Rav Ashi, if one humiliated a pauper from a wealthy family where the entire family suffers disgrace, would one have to pay restitution for boshes to the entire family too? Rav Ashi answered there regarding the pauper from the wealthy family, he's not part of their bodies, but here the wife is legally considered his goof, his body. So the tailor fitting a new suit on a man who paid for it with the 2 parts bojas and pagam he received from his wife's injury told the customer to stop complaining that he had to commit to repay 6 denarim for the 4 his wife brought in. Which reminds us, when a couple brings in cash with her dowry, the chosen has to commit to repaying an increase of a half. Rashi explains that the reason for the increase is that cash is readily used for doing business and earning a profit. The Gemara explains why the Mishnah repeated this concept when she brings in a large amount or a small amount of cash. So the tailor fitting a new suit on a man who paid for it with the 2 parts boches and pagam he received from his wife's injury told the customer to stop complaining that he had to commit to repay 6 denarim for the 4 his wife brought in, and pointed to the daughter of a former wealthy client outside collecting barley kernels among the donkeys belonging to an Arab, which reminds us of the story of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's encounter with the daughter of Nachman ben Gurion collecting barley kernels after her father had lost all his wealth, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's weeping and saying, Ashrechem Yisrael, fortunate are Yisrael, b'zman she'osim ratzon shel makom ein kol uma v'lashon shalatis behem, when they do Hashem's ratzon, no nation or tongue can rule over them, b'zman she'ein osim ratzon shel makom mosim b'yad uma shefala, but when they do not do Hashem's ratzon, he gives them over to the hands of a lowly nation, and not into the hands of the lowly nation itself, but in the hands of the animals of a lowly nation. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which doubt did we learn that 3 new pairs of shoes are given to wives over the course of the year for those who live in mountainous areas, and they're given at the time of the regal? That's on Daf Samachay. Good. Number 2. Which doubt did we learn that one who provides for his wife through a third party may not give her less than 2 kabin of wheat per week? That's on Daf Samach Dod. Good number three. Which of the learned Hillel once ran before an Ani riding on a horse? That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good number four. Which Daf we learn about the encounter of Yochim and Zakkai with the daughter of Nachdiman ben Gurion? That's on Daf. Samach Vav. Good number five. Which Daf we learn why the compensation from a rebellious husband is different than the compensation from a rebellious wife? That's on Daf. Samach Dalet. Good number six. Which Daf we learn we marry off orphan girls before we marry off orphan boys? That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good number seven. Which Daf Machlokes regarding the meaning of a wife eats with her husband Friday night? Is it referring to eating in a literal sense or Tashmish Amita? That's on Daf. Samach Hei. Good number eight. Which Daf have a question whether Nigeris merit is written for a Yavama? That's on Daf. Samach Dalet. Good number nine. Which Daf have the mice of Mar Ukva and his wife jumping into a furnace to conceal their identities and save the Ani from embarrassment? That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which Daf have a brisa that details what happens to a woman when she drinks too much wine? That's on Daf. Samach Hei. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhammer Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.